and wildflowers.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen countries from entering the United States.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas. We don't want them.
The president making his announcement on social media. The ban affects people from countries mostly from the Middle East and from Africa. The president saying he'll block international students who have been accepted to Harvard from entering the United States and ordering his attorney general to look into whether the Biden administration sought to conspire to cover up Biden's mental state while in office. Israel has recovered the bodies of two Israeli-Americans, a couple in their 70s, who were killed during the October 7th attacks. The husband and wife's remains were found in Khan Yunis in Gaza. This is ABC News. A key witness is set to take the stand today in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking and racketeering trial. ABC's Peter Haralambos has been covering it in New York.
Jurors have so far heard from two women who allege they were victims of Combs' violence and abuse. And on Thursday, they're set to hear from the third and final alleged victim in the case, a single mother who became romantically involved with Combs in 2020. Prosecutors say the woman, who will testify under the pseudonym Jane, was sex trafficked by Combs as recently as last year, and that he pressured her to say her sexual encounters with him were consensual after authorities began investigating the rap mogul. Prosecutors say her testimony will run at least 5 days. From federal court in Manhattan, Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Japanese company iSpace will make its second attempt to land a spacecraft on the moon after the first attempt 2 years ago failed. iSpace is hoping to carry out experiments to generate power and food in preparation for building a lunar colony in the next 15 years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Progressive Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare rates, so shopping for insurance might be the easiest part of owning a home. Definitely easier than this.
Psst, honey. Honey!
What?
Shh, there's a salesman walking up the driveway.
Oh, no, he's got a clipboard.
What do we do?
Get down.
Down?
On the floor, you...
Shoot, did he see us?
Why are you breathing so loud?
Home ownership isn't easy. But with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer, shopping for home insurance is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. An air quality alert has been extended until noon today for much of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources extended the alert for 39 counties due to continued smoke from Canadian wildfires. The smoke will make the air quality index level red. That means it's unhealthy for everyone. A Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate was convicted Wednesday in the death of his cellmate. A jury found 25-year-old Jackson Vogel guilty of first-degree intentional homicide as a hate crime. Vogel admitted killing Michael Laureano last August and said he choked Laureano over his race and sexual preference. And the Wisconsin Humane Society is looking for families to adopt foster dogs. The group is sheltering 400 dogs right now, and that's too many. 100 of the dogs are ready for adoption, and the Humane Society's offering a discounted adoption fee of $75 for all dogs over 6 months old. Find out more at wihumane.org.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-931-3030. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-931-3030.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny this morning. Clouds will increase a bit here by later this afternoon with a high right around 80 today. Tonight, scattered shower or thunderstorm possible with a low into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, high of 75.
Take that backyard barbecue you have planned and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. The stuff is amazing. You can try it today, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I was standing at the end of my rainbow, but nowhere to go and no pot of gold inside. All my wishes were just way too much to hope for. But when I saw you, I knew I'd seen the light. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare, you touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. Love saved me, not a moment too soon. used to think that love would never find me. And the one who cares was lost somewhere in time. But when you found me, I knew I'd found forever. You rescued me just before I crossed the line. And not a moment too soon, without a minute to spare. You touched my heart when I didn't have a prayer. In my darkest hour, with my world filled with gloom, your sweet love saved me. Not a moment. Save me, not a moment too soon. Oh, oh, oh. Not a moment too soon. Yeah. She's waiting for that moment.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Fishing in the Dark. Here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report, I'm Brian Winnikins. On this Thursday morning, temperatures upper 40s to low 50s, 80 today. We have our ag weather forecast this hour, also this hour. World Pork Expo is going on in Des Moines. Susan Littlefield is there. She's going to be talking with the president of the National Pork Producers Council this morning in our Newsmaker segment. The American Cheese Society has announced the return of their largest judging and competition of American-made cheeses. Now, it's the ACS Judging and Cheese Competition. It will take place June 9th through the 13th at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. The event will feature over 1,500 entries from over 200 companies and producers judged across 136 categories. Wow. So I'm assuming that O'Galley Cheese Factory is going to be there. Good luck. If the O'Galley Cheese is there, good luck to them. Again, at the ACS Judging Competition for American-Made Cheeses. That's going on next week, June 9th through the 13th at the University of Minnesota. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Efforts to increase student milk consumption in schools is gaining momentum in our nation's capital. Here with an update is the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, Greg Dowd. So, Greg, what's the latest in getting whole milk for healthy kids in schools?
Well, we've been jammed in schools getting whole milk in schools since 2012, when the Obama administration made that change. Last year, the option of putting whole milk and 2% milk back in schools passed the House 330-99 and then got blocked by, ironically enough, the chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow. Yesterday was a huge day in this conversation because this is now passed the House committee and unanimously by voice vote, the whole milk for healthy kids in schools passed the Senate Ag Committee unanimously by voice vote, which means now we can go to the Senate floor, and which looks really good. And we know what the vote in the House was. We are extremely optimistic that we're going to get this done. And then the next step for that is we've got to work at the state and local level to get this implemented.
So this has been quite a process, but it appears to be heading in the right direction, which is a good sign.
It's one of those issues that we've been working on for years at National Milk and the entire dairy industry. It was a huge day in the Senate Agriculture Committee, a huge step forward for us.
And the start of June Dairy Month also marks the beginning of a new milk pricing system for dairy farmers, an effort that's been years in the making.
Well, you know, we hadn't changed the federal milk marketing order steps and the way all this was done in 25 years. And so it's taken over 3 years. 100-plus meetings of the National Milk Producers Federation co-ops, the enormous USDA hearing process that took months and months, and I think we had something like 50-some people testify. The point being is that got done, and on June 1, this entered into force. It became implemented. So we're now up and running with a new system for the first time in 25 years on how milk is priced in the U.S. with the higher of and the new Class 1 differentials and the make allowances. The only thing that we still have until the end of the year that will kick in is the new composition factors on milk. So a huge step forward here after many, many years of a new federal milk marketing order pricing system.
Of course, this just being implemented and brand new. Any feedback so far on this?
The concern was here at the last minute that you had a handful of folks in the organic community that weren't happy, and there was some concern that they were going to hold this up, but it looks like that concern has been abated. We are moving forward. They're going to have their process to look at what they're doing, but we are all systems go, and once again, after many, many years, it is a huge step forward for everybody at the dairy farm in this country.
Been a busy time for the dairy industry, but also optimistic, and you're on the road sharing the good news.
Well, you know, I'm the new guy, the new CEO at National Milk. Here, been in the job not quite 2 years now, and so I'm continuing the process. I've put some frequent flyer miles on here in the last couple of years, let me tell you, meeting with everybody, but it's a real pleasure, and it's a really exciting time in the dairy industry, honestly. We, you know, the entire industry is talking about when you add it all up, 2023, 24, 25, 26, 27, the new Chobani investment. We now have about $10 billion in new dairy processing investment in the United States. It's I don't know that there's another commodity anywhere in the world that has the new investment in processing that the U.S. dairy industry has. You know, Washington is frustrating, but sometimes we get some good news and we like to talk about it.
Thank you for the time today, Greg. Greg Dowd, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Join us tomorrow for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. The best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold. Know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
You got
to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
You never
count your money when you're sitting at the table.
There'll be
time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Rogers and the Gambler here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 51 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, July and August milk both down 19. July at 1870, August 1899, September down 17 to 1909. October steady at 1918. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels up a quarter to 184 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks steady at 193 and three quarters, one trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up six to 256, 25 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 127 and a quarter, one trade on the day. Dry whey steady at 56 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Cattle and hogs are both called higher today. Cattle contracts reversed losses Tuesday, and then some live cattle contracts closed at a record high. It was anticipated cash might not increase this week, but that expectation was put to rest Wednesday as cash cattle traded $3 to $6 higher in the South. Even though the activity was incredibly light, it set the stage for higher cash this week. Feedlots will certainly hold out now for higher cash markets, seeing that the packers paid those higher prices already here at the midweek. Meanwhile, hog futures were supported by aggressive buying by the packers, and that helped to support most of the contracts, with the exception of the nearby month. Again, it was at resistance levels, and that led to just a slight sell-off. June live cattle opened the day at 218.40, August 212.35, October 210.60. August feeder cattle opened at 303.87, September 303.15, October 301.27. June hogs opened at 99.97, July 105.02, August at 107.50. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are higher. Wheat markets also higher this morning. Now, the soy complex, though, is moderately lower, as some corn strength is coming at despite the bearish short-term weather outlook and the fact that U.S. corn has lost its competitiveness to South America. With the Argentinian harvest near 40% complete, offers there have come down, and Argentina is the cheapest corn at the moment. Now, the corn, though, still moving mostly higher due to the expectations of that dry weather later on in the month of June and into July. Wheat also following suit, but soybeans moving mostly lower again. There's some of profit-taking happening in the markets as well with the bean markets, and there's still some trade concerns between especially U.S. and China, with those trade negotiations somewhat stalled. July corn up three this morning to 441 and three quarters. September up 2.5 to 430 and a half. December new crop up 2 3/4 to 446 and a half. July beans down 2 3/4 to 1042 and a quarter. August down 2 1/4 to 1036 and a half. September and new crop both down 1 1/4. September 1016, new crop 1023 and 3/4. July soybean meal down 90 cents to 296.20, while July soybean oil down 23 cents to 46.58. Chicago wheat, July up 3 3/4 to 547. September up 4 to 561 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 1.5 to 625. September up 1 1/4 to 637 3/4. Energy markets this morning are slightly higher. July crude oil up 14 cents to 62.93. August up 11 cents to 62 even. Meanwhile, July gas and August gas both up a cent. July at 204, August at 202. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Local markets from Wednesday at El Civia Durand, cash corn 392, July 394, new crop 384, cash beans 965, July 970, new crop 935. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash in July corn 4 3/4, August 408, new crop 393 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, August 413, new crop 397. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 393, cash beans 975, and new crop 950. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 395, new crop 394, cash beans 960, new crop 940. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 412, July 414, August 408, new crop 404, cash beans 1010, July 1013, August 995, new crop 967. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 386, July 386, new crop 389, cash beans at 976, July 979, new crop 957. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 215 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 187 to 209, market cows 110 to 150, bulls 155 to 198, calves 560 to 1570, beef steers 267 to 760, Holstein steers 220 to 590. Sheep markets, light lambs 260 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 135 and down. Goat markets at Equity, does 330 and down, bucks 490 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 125 to 225, fed lambs 195 to 230. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all.
Mm-hmm.
lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. World Pork Expo is going on right now in Des Moines, Iowa. Susan Littlefield is there, and she had a chance to talk with National Pork Producers Council President Dwayne Stettler.
World Pork Expo is underway at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. I'm Susan Littlefield. Excited to have Duane Stadler joining us. He is president, Ohio pork producer. And first of all, you and I were just chatting. For World Pork Expo to have as beautiful as weather as we have today, you got to love it.
Oh, you just got to love it. A lot of times, like I said, it's normally 80 degrees by this time. And the weather today, the boys in Iowa have done a great job on the weather, providing us great weather for this event.
How important is it for pork producers to be a part of World Pork Expo?
I think it's very important. I think that comes from the fact that you have a lot of them that always make sure they get time to get back. It's got to be something bad on the farm or something that needs perfect attention for them not to try to get here, because one of the biggest things is you take care of, yes, there's educational events, there's a trade show, there's everything that everybody needs. But a big thing of it is that networking that you get with amongst producers. Sometimes that when you're talking to drug companies, yeah, they've got recommendations for you and things like that. But sometimes you can find out from just other farmers something that has worked for them that hasn't worked for you, or maybe you can provide that to someone else. And that's a big benefit, that that networking in our industry is really important, whether it's we're dealing with hogs, whether we're dealing with crops or whatever, that's the part that really that helps a lot.
The amount of exhibits that are here for them to check out in all the latest in technology, I mean, just like in any industry of livestock, it's forever evolving.
Yes, it's amazing the technology that we have. I mean, people might have heard about the technology that's went across the crop side of it, as far as, you know, the being able to get in the tractor and push the button and it drives it, you know, you get the perfect straight rows now. Yep. And stuff. That's sort of becoming commonplace. But to see the technology coming into where we're actually taking that to an individual sow, you know, on the feeder and following that sow through and making sure her diet is correct and everything, the technology is evolving into our barns just the same way as involved into the fields. And it's really something to behold, and it's something to try to get yourself educated on, and it's also something to try to keep up with it, because technology changes faster than what we can.
Well, that just shows the longevity of what is going to be this pork industry in the United States when producers are investing dollars, when companies are investing dollars to advance technology.
Oh yeah, that's the whole thing of it is, it's just, we're here to stay. I mean, we have to remember that pork still worldwide is the number one consumed protein. And we're not number one here in the United States, but worldwide, that's the most sought-after protein there is. So, yes, we're providing a good protein. And, you know, as you look at, there's a lot of questions that get asked about the MAHA movement. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of good, and there's a lot of questions in the MAHA. I mean, MAHA is definitely looking us back to where our grandparents were at as far as providing you good protein, you know, that, yes, you need to have a little bit of fat for you is good. You know, that is the good part of the MAHA. The sort of the unknown yet is, okay, it's sort of a little bit of a question. You know, we've always prided ourselves in agriculture through our relationship with universities to make sure that we have peer-reviewed research mm-hmm. for everything that we do. You know, testing, whether it be, you know, a herbicide or whatever it is that we use, that, you know, that we've made sure that there's no, you know, there's no residue left in anything. And sort of have that question, all the years of work and research has been done in that, that's sort of, we'll see where that comes at, and we'll know more on August the 12th. But there's a lot of good in the MAHA movement of getting good, nutritious food, especially to everybody that we can.
So as you look at everything that's happening, Duane, what is the kind of the long-range strategic plan that NPPC has for this industry?
I think the long-range plan is for us to make sure that we can secure an environment to where our producers can do what they want to do, and that is raise protein, good protein for people. And whatever we have to do to protect that freedom to operate is what our number one issue is. And that, whether it's, you know, to ward off of a Prop 12 or something like that, you know, that's our issue. Let's let our farmers do. People have to realize it. And one thing that's a big difference that I've seen in my life is when I was born, there was 8% of us that were farmers. Now we're approaching that 1%. We're less than 2%. We're approaching that 1%. And when I have the opportunity to talk to people that are not from the farm, or I get the opportunity to talk to someone, I like to start out with, I ask, how many generations are you out here removed from the farm? You know, and I'm finding a lot of 3, 4, and 5. They don't understand that people in agriculture work with what they do every day. We work mm-hmm. with the animals. We know what's the reasons we've moved them inside from being outside on a feedlot. In a lot of cases, we don't have to worm anymore. You know, just like you worm your pets monthly, we don't do that anymore. We've removed that out of it. The reason we've removed it, because it was a cost. We've run on such a thin margin anymore that you've got to really protect that health of your animals. So with, have a little faith in the people that work with these animals every day, and know, because everything we do is to make it for the betterment of that. And that's one thing that they sort of forget.
You talked to me, you brought up Prop 12, and then that's kind of been a negative thorn, shall we say, and not just the pork industry, but just livestock in general, because everybody wonders when that next shoe is going to drop. But then you hear from Californians and say, hey, this isn't good for us because our prices of meat has gone up drastically. You know, we're literally driving across state lines to bring pork in to California.
Yeah, the black market pork is very real out there.
And who would have ever thought we'd be talking about black market pork in the United States?
Yes, but yes, because they've seen, depending on what cuts, they've seen an average of 20 to 40% increase in their costs. Mm-hmm. And some people think, well, why would it be that much different? Well, now you have retailers across the United States that are getting product from packers that are having to stop lines and bring just in to run this so that you don't mix it. And now you have regional warehouses that have twice as many spaces required because yep. you have to have the pork chop that is not Prop 12. You have to have the pork chop that's pork part or Prop 12. And then you have to have the pork chop that's ready for Q3. You know, so now you've just added, and every little disruption just raises the cost, and it's just going to raise the cost to the consumer. It's not raising my cost to produce it. Well, it is if I went to a Prop 12, but I was expecting to get paid more for that. And that's everybody's right. If a state wants to, you know, have this requirement, let the market determine that to get in it, but don't force that requirement on a farmer that he has to raise that in order to be able to sell his product. That's a little bit of discrepancy. I think the Supreme Court was probably right. I think this needs to be legislative fix. That's why we look for the legislative fix in the farm bill, but it can't be part of the reconciliation bill because it doesn't involve money. It's not going to cost, a fix for this isn't going to cost the government or taxpayers a dime. It's the legislative part that we've got to get done because, yes, other parts of industry are worried. This could come after GMO. This could come after anything. And mm-hmm. So it's a concern for us going forward.
Farm bill, is it going to get, or are we going to have to see another extension? What are you guys hearing? I know the work is happening in Washington, D.C. to get this move forward, but...
Well, I think it's pretty obvious you can't even see that between those on Capitol Hill. You see the G.T. Thompson from the House, you know, he thought, boy, we've got to get whatever we can get that can do, you know, on the finance part because there might not be a farm bill. And then on the Senate side, you've got Senator Bozeman that says, I don't really want to put all this stuff in because that means we won't be able to pass a skinny farm bill if we take, you know, if we just take Title I and Title 11, you know, if we take other things besides just those two titles, we'll never get to that point. And it's a frustration. And they're wanting to get aid to, you know, to Americans farmers. But aid to American farmers and what rural America needs is more than just dollars and cents. It needs the whole farm bill put together. And that's what we're driving for. Whether it happens this year, they're talking publicly like it is. There's a lot of work to be done. I mean, we were afraid of this when we came to the end of last year because when you start a new administration, I don't care what administration, when a new administration starts up, you've got the Secretary of Agriculture that's got three or four deputies waiting to be voted on mm-hmm. yet in Senate. And that has just been put off because someone is not liking what, you know, the president did on one thing, so they're not voting on things now for a while. So that's just delaying things for everything in agriculture. So that's where we're at that, you know, okay, how long are we going to delay? Are we going to be on Christmas Eve and trying to push something through, you know, a final bill before the end of the year to get something done? I don't see a farm bill being done before September 30th. I see an extension there, and then we'll have to see what comes before the end of the year. I just don't see the hours for them to get through the rest of this because Since it didn't get done in the last Congress, of course, we started a new two-year Congress, which means they had to go back to square one to start. Now, they had a base, and it's amazing that they've gotten done so far what they've got done, but normally it takes a year to 18 months to put a farm bill together. And to try to do that in 12 months, and we're halfway through the year, and you don't even have deputies put in the USDA yet, it's going to be a struggle. But we'll see. We're going to push for us, and I know that all the rest of the people in the barnyard are going to be pushing to try to get something done on a farm bill.
Well, Dwayne, as we wrap up our conversation from World Pork Expo, what drives you to be a part of this industry?
I think what drives me is what drives a lot of people that get in this is be able to preserve for the next generation to go on. We saw what has happened with Prop 12. We had in Ohio, we were one of the first ones to, you know, see some of that early in the 2000s. And it all of a sudden it took a new twist for agriculture, you know, to preserve the freedom to operate. And I think that goes back to some of my earlier conversation with so many people getting so far removed, you know, from agriculture. They don't know what it's like and what it is that we do. And there's so few of us and we're so involved with what we do, we don't have time to be showing everybody, you know, what we do. So we've got to try to figure out some way to get that gap. But the reason why I'm here is to be able so that grandson, that 16 and 14-year-old grandson that really sort of wants to come back to the farm, that they have that opportunity to come back.
So well put. Thanks so much, Dwayne, for talking to us today.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Susan.
We're at World Pork Expo. I'm Susan Littlefield.
Thanks, Susan. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Did you know that Wisconsin cheese can be found in 99% of grocery stores across the country? Just look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge at your local grocery store to support Wisconsin family farms. Taste the finest Wisconsin dairy products across the state or visit a dairy breakfast on the farm to learn more about Wisconsin dairy.
This June Dairy Month message is brought to you by Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer seed dealer serving western Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Another sunny day is expected today in our ag weather forecast, but the weather pattern will become more active beginning later today and into tonight as showers and storms develop. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will continue Friday with another round Saturday and Sunday. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 28 to 33%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 55 to 60. Relative humidities at 87 to 92%. Anywhere from a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. For Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 56 to 61%, northeast winds at 5 to 6, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation expected. For Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, a shower likely and high 65 to 70. Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a rain shower, highs 75 to 80.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
The baby turtle your kids brought up from the pond might be a cute pet, but it could also make them sick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It might be carrying more than just a shell as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Ago, one of my kids brought home a baby turtle from a local lake, thinking it would be fun to take care of over the summer. I didn't realize not all turtles make good pets. Turtles, like all reptiles, can be carriers.